Okay, so again, Kuf Chav Ches, Taz, page 6. So Machaber says in Taz. So yesterday we talked about that the Kohanim have to be up, have to start moving by Ritzei. Should be up there by the end of the Ritzei or by Modim. They have to be up there, but they have to leave their spot by Ritzei. We discussed why. And we saw also, how about if they left to wash? So we saw machlokes between Mishabura and the Aruch HaShulchan about that. So in Taz, Machaber says, Kesha Okrim, next page. Let's skip the Rama in the meantime. Kesha Okrim Kohanim Raglehem La'alos L'Duchan. When the Kohanim go up to Duchan, Omrim, they say, now we could go back to the Rama. The Rama says in the name of Rashi, Tosis, and Ran. They should not say the following thing, which we'll talk about, until they're in front of the Aron Kodesh. In other words, because the Machaber says when they uproot themselves to go duchen, that makes it sounds like they're in the crowd. They left their seat and they're starting to walk up. So when they start to walk up, it sounds like it says when they're starting to walk up, they start doing what we're about to say. So the Rama is explaining, no, that's not what the Machaber means. What the Machaber means is that once they get in front of the bima, once they get in front of the teva, right, they don't say it while they're walking, the Mishnah Berurah explains, but once they're in front of the teva, and they're saying modim, afterwards, after the modim, they'll say this. What's the this? Right? It's not when they get up there. So everyone sends modim. After the modim, before the bracha, they say this. What's the this? Omrim. The Kohanim say, right? Not the everybody else, just the Kohanim. Yiratzom ofenacha Hashem Elokeinu. Shetei bracha zu shetzivi sanu levarach es amkla Yisrael. Hashem should be your will, the bracha. You commanded us to bless Klai Yisrael. Bracha shleima. Should be a complete, so to speak, bracha. And there shouldn't be any obstacle in it or anything wrong with it from now and forever. Okay, a very short tefillah, but they should stretch it out, right? It's not a long tefillah, it could take a couple seconds to say. But they should stretch it out. Why? So that the amen, they finished. Now they're saying this quietly, we don't hear this, but this tefillah should end. Don't forget the chazan's still going, right? And here's he's saying the next bracha. Lachano elo hodos, right? So he's making that bracha after modim. So we want to make it that they finish when the chazan finished that bracha. Therefore, the amen that we say is not going on only on the chazan's bracha; it's going on their tefillah too. We want to synchronize that. There's other examples of this. I don't want to get into that. Someone has a bad dream and all this type of stuff. So Adir Rosh Shalom that we say. But anyways, leaving that aside. So everyone's saying, so they say this tefillah. So we want everyone to agree to that tefillah. That should come true. So how are we going to do that? So again, amen. When people answer amen, they're affirming whatever was said. So again, so now they have to time it, it's a short tefillah, that should line up, that they should finish it, even though we don't hear it, with the amen that we say on the chazan's bracha. Okay? Good. Mishabura also points out that if they time it right, and they finish when the chazan's finishing his bracha, they'll answer, right? Remember what we learned before? When you have a bracha, you have to answer amen. So the Kohanim also hear the Chazan saying the bracha. So they have to answer amen to the Chazan's bracha. So they finish right before the Chazan finishes his bracha. So we answer amen to the Chazan's bracha, covers their tefillah, and they can also answer amen to the Chazan's bracha. That's the way it should work out. Again, you have to have a good timing. Okay, Yud. Om din beduchan pnehem kalape ahecha. They stand in the duchen. That's a raised place. That's what we call duchen, right? There, because they're like above, so to speak. They stand at the duchening, and the duchen, penem klape ahecho, facing the, wait for this, Mr. Magid, facing the Holy Ark, right? Facing the Aron Kodesh, as we call it.
Is that sanctuary?
No, sanctuary is the room. That, I hate to disagree with that.
But the rostrum.
The rostrum, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. I should have known that one. I'm upset at myself. Okay, anyways, Rabbi Miller wouldn't be beside himself. I blew that one. Okay, anyways, as I was saying, on the meduchim, they stand on the rostrum, penehem klape aeichel, facing the Aron Kodesh, right? You probably noticed that. The acharim klape ha'am, and their backs to everyone else, okay? I don't know what the etiquette, you know, social etiquette, obviously, but that's the halacha, so we don't care. Klape ha'am. The esposem kefufim l'to klape ha'am, and their fingers are, so to speak, bent into their palms. And the Mishnah explains, it doesn't mean before they start duchening that they have to have their hands in their palms. All it means is that it's not, they're not spread out, right? They can have their hands out if they want. But it just means that they're not straight, spread out. That's what it means. Don't spread out their hands yet. Ad shashatz mesayim modim, until the chazan finish modim, meaning the bracha after, right? The az heim, im heim shnayim, then, at that point, right, so the chazan says Brachat Hashem, Chano Halodos, and again he doesn't say Sim Shalom. We're going to hold off on that for a second. And what they do, if there's two Kohanim, as you know, Korim Lahem Hashatz, so then the chazan calls out to them Kohanim. Right. Now the everybody probably knows this, that if there's two Kohanim, so then someone calls out to them, Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is, there you go, because it says, Emor Lahem, that says to Aaron, Moshe told Aaron, to command the Kohanim, Emor Lahem, say to them, in other words, the Kohanim, everyone knows Lahem is plural, tell them. So therefore, we learn out from there that the command, the call out, to tell them to do it, is if it's plural, meaning at least two. So you need two kohanim. Not to dochem, you can dochem with one. But to call out emor lahem, you need two lahem, plural. So if there's two, so the chazan calls out kohanim. The Ramah says, v'lo yomar elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. As you know, we don't say elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu when the word dochening. Rather, according to this first opinion, if there's two, just say Kohanim and not Elokim Elokim. Saynu, the Ramah continues, V'yeshomrim, shomrim also v'lachash. Some say no, that the Chazan should say quietly, Ad mila Kohanim, until I get to the word Kohanim, V'yaz yomru b'kol ram, and then you say it out loud, just the word Kohanim, right? 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 So that's the second opinion.
Quietly.
The chazan says it quietly. The chosever omer am kedosha kamor b'lachash, and then he goes back and picks up the rest am kedosha kamor quietly.
But
Zibur
does not say
it. Correct. No, they don't. Right. Okay. So we will stop here for today, and the Mitzvah Hashem will pick this up tomorrow. Let me just finish the Machaber. Excuse me. When that is said, they turn around. Vim hu echad, if there's only one kohen, eno karlo, right? We don't say kohanim. Elohu me atzma maksir panam. Rather, he just starts, right? We see that sometimes that's a problem. People don't know this. But if there's two kohanim, the chazan says kohanim. If there's only one, so then the chazan just starts. The kohen just starts. Okay? We'll get into this a little more in Mitzvah tomorrow, bring that. Okay? Okay, I'm going to